Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters You Have Value podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Happy Friday, happy Friday. This podcast was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Sisters You Have Value podcast. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in, and we pray you will come back for more. Please give us a like, share, and follow. Tell a friend. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being on this awesome journey with us, and we pray you continue to come back. All right, grab your coffee, tea, drink. You know the drill. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Y'all, I'm so glad it's Friday. It's been a rough week. I've had some challenges. I've had some demons in my life, but God is faithful. When I tell you God is faithful, because he don't play about me. But so I was thinking today, like, Lord, lead me. Give me something to talk about. What is it we need? And as we look around and things like that. But today, I wonder, do you know your purpose? Do you know why you're here, what you got going, what you're doing in your life? How are you making life better for yourself, for your family? What are you doing to live on purpose? It's kind of like when we become Christians, you remember, we no longer live for ourselves. We're living for the Lord. So we discover his purpose for our life. And the Bible has a lot to say about that. And we have one main purpose, you know, and but we have a lot of other facets that support and accentuate that chief goal. So, of course, we know our greatest purpose is to glorify the Lord. If you didn't, that is that. But man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. People don't understand that if you put him first, he'll add all those things to us that we seek out. But I think in terms of King Solomon, when I think in that he ends his astounding look at life by saying, "Now all has been heard. Here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it's good or evil. And whether you're a believer or not, you got to stand before him." So to that end, everything we do serves our purpose as God glorifies. And that's how we want to live. But even if we want to put the two together, when you think about your purpose, y'all, and sometimes we meander through this thing, and I had some hard looks and journeys. Of course, y'all know when I do my metamorphosis, going through this life, praying God that we can grow in the grace and knowledge of him, that he can help us. But the one thing I've learned as I observe other people, I have a friend of mine who, and it kind of was bred out of that. I got into the whole purpose thing with Christianity and God. But I have a young lady who life had kind of taken by the reins, taken her, and it kind of overwhelmed her. She's a believer. She's a woman of God. But I noticed some things about her were different last week in asking, you know, personal life, meaning your private side and the work side, was feeling overwhelmed to her. And so in doing that and in talking, my question to her was, well, what is it you want to do? And she said, I don't know. And a lot of times what people don't understand is there's a saying that says, when we don't know where we're going, any road will take us there. So when we're not purpose and we're not on purpose about the things in our lives, it can sometimes grab us, and man, it can do a number on us. That's why it's so important to know why you're here. That's why it's so important to be able to ask God to show you the vision for your life and what it is. And, you know, and when you think in terms of purpose, you think in terms of what's that thing that you could do and don't get paid for it? What's that thing that you just love to do that you go, I'm going to put that on the back burner, and then I don't think about it anymore, but it keeps coming up and it keeps coming up. That thing that, you know, you just love and it brings peace in the midst of your anxiety, in the midst of your hard times when life got you by the horns. And so Those are the things that we're purposed to do. Those are the things like, Lord, show me my purpose. What's your plan for my life? Those are the things that you know, and you're good at it. You know, you don't have to fake it. You don't have to figure it out. It's, you just have this knack about it. But the other side of purpose is knowing who you are. So that was the other thing. We have to live our life in such a way that we know who we are and we know whose we are. And again, if you don't have a starting point of that, then you're going to be lost anyway, because you got to figure out, Lord, you know, who am I? You know, why am I here? A lot of people are, you can ask who, well, I'm, you know, that would be, let's say, for instance, where I just retired. Well, I'm the chief of the, well, no, that's what you do, baby. That's not who you are. See, a lot of times you get tied to those positions. That's not you. That's just what you do. But at the end of the day, when you go home, you take that hat off, that shirt off, that badge off. You're not chief at home. And if you still think you are, you have a misconception about some things that you might want to rethink it, because obviously somewhere along the line, you have tied your life into your job. And that's why y'all have separation issues when it's time to retire. You can't let go of it because you don't know what's beyond that. You don't know what's beyond being a chief, a captain, a lieutenant, or sergeant. You don't know what's beyond that because you have sewn your whole identity into your job. You really have to go deeper than that because it's more to life than that. Those positions can catapult us into other areas and places. You know, sometimes God will let us stop by a place and you could stop by and for 30 years and stop by until you retire. And he move you into something else, but you got to be ready to move. There's some of y'all that's still in these jobs 46 years later because you don't know how to go. But then there's some of y'all who are purposed in those positions, you know. So let's quantify that as well. Some of us, that's our calling, that's our purpose, and that's what some of y'all are married to those jobs. Y'all love everything about that job. And if that's what it is and that's what you're called to do, and you could do that and not get paid and you still tell me you could show up for that, then hey, kudos to you. But still make the difference that that's what I do. That's not who I am. I myself am not tied to anything, especially a job anyway. If that were the case, I'd still be chief today. Why would you leave the highest position you can go with the most protections in the world, knowing you're just secure there and you don't have to worry about a thing but maintain a pulse? That it'll never come open again. They'll never, you get what I'm saying? But when you know what you know, that there's something else for you and there's something else that God has purpose for you, then you don't mind letting that go and being able to walk in that. So it's kind of like they say, Romans 12:2 said, do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is that good and acceptable and perfect thing. Knowing his will for us gives us purpose. When you know what God wills for your life, then you know your purpose. Then you can grow in the grace and knowledge of him. So that's why it's so important, even if that, to read, to study, to meditate on his word. I know a lot of people don't go to a church. You don't have to, if that's how you feel. But the Bible also says, forsake not the ecclesia and the assembly. So I know we are the church, but we still ought to get in a church where somebody can help us, because the Bible gives us that standard for living because we know who the author of that word is. And that's our Lord and Savior. And that's why we are created. But so we are created in his image to do those things. But even in that, in walking out purpose and walking out that, I just want y'all to understand. And when you say, well, Kim, what does this have to do as a woman, as a female, male alike that's listening? You too still need to grab a hold to your purpose. Sometimes you just wonder why I'm just sitting on the couch, or Lord, why I can't move. Why am I procrastinating? You know, why am I so lackadaisical? You know, because we don't know where we're going. We have a lot of thoughts, but have you ever put it on paper? Habakkuk 2:2 said, write the vision, make it plain, so that if they read it, you'll be able, you know, those that read it, you can go with that, right? They'll know what you're about to do. They'll know what that work is. You'll know what that work is. But you got to bring something out first to see it so you can make yourself accountable. So even in your purpose, in your calling, if you have something to go for, the ones that we're trying to reach, you'll get off the couch. You'll know it's more to being on that couch waiting on a government check. You'll know it's more to being on that couch than waiting on food stamps. You'll know it's more than just laying on that couch for somebody to come over there, but he's not sharing anything in your life to support you to make you better. If anybody in your life you want to vet that, we'll talk about that at another time. But he should be supporting you on your journey, supporting you for your purpose. And when he see you fall off, hey, what happened? Did you take a break? You know, hey, did you get discouraged? Is there anything I need to do to help? But then you got to encourage yourself. So I was thinking about that. I was thinking about her, and she's having a tough time right now because of that, not knowing her purpose, not knowing her calling, but feeling overwhelmed in life with the things that she want to do, because life has just got you around, got his hands around your neck, and it'll cause some consternation in your life. And that's when we have to just get still somewhere. We have to sit and walk that thing out. And Lord, help me. Lord, show me, reveal to me what it is you have for my life. Lord, reveal to me my purpose, Lord. And help me to walk in it, Lord. And if there's anything, put whoever it is, Lord, in my stead that's going to help me with my purpose, Lord. And if it's someone that's hindering my purpose, move them from me. If it's anything that's moving me, anything that's distracting me from my life, distracting me from my calling, Lord, move it because I can't. Or move it because I can't see it, but I know you see it. Because see, we know he sees the end. God knows the end from the beginning. So whatever we got going, he already know the road that we are going to take. He already know what's going to happen. But we can always ask him to direct our path. Lord, redirect me. Lord, if you see me, I'm about to go this way. Lord, help me. So he knows the road that we take, but we have to pray. We have to ask, and we have to stand out there on faith and believe that God will see us through. Because my heart goes out to her now because, you know, we're talking about it. And I know, here's the thing, nothing feels good when we're in the midst of it. You know, people, I know we'll get past. Yeah, but while I wait, while I'm hurting, while I can't see my way, while we can't see the forest. How they say you can't see the forest, the trees for the forest, or however it goes. Right now, I can't see it. It's almost like you burn the boat and I'm stuck on the island and don't know how to get out because I don't even know my starting point on how to build. So you just have to be mindful in this life. And then some of us have gotten so lazy as far as purpose is concerned. We have no accountability to it, but we want everything handed down to us. We want everything on a silver platter. We want to blame the government. We want to blame politics. We want to say such and such, this president, that. That's another one coming. But I can assure you that y'all need to get into the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branch. The president does nothing in and of himself. You got branches that carry these laws out, and they make these laws, and you got those that watch these things, but you hell bent on one person. You got a House of Representatives, you got Senate, you got all of these things. Have you really delved into that to see? And even whichever one, the lesser of the two evils that come along, you still ain't going to get off that couch. And that's why it's so important to know who you are and whose you are. And that's why it's so important to be able to walk out that calling that God has for your life. But that's so important that you have a relationship. You ain't got to be a Bible toting, thumping. I'm not. But I still have challenges in my life. But I know where my help comes from. I know who keeps me. I know who directs me. I know who protects me. I just closed last week on another house and put a bid in on another one and just saw another one today. And tomorrow morning, guess what Kim doing? Getting up, going to look at that other house. I know what he called me to do. And I know what I love to do. And I'm going to do it and walk it out because the Bible said we leave an inheritance for our children's children. What are you leaving behind? Debt? A GoFundMe account to bury you? Plates to sell to bury you because you don't have an insurance policy? Or is she going to cremate you because that's all they can do with you? Even though Courtney says she's going to do that anyway and take me. Woman, you going with me? She know I don't want to be burned. But that's another topic too. But we have to get into a place, women. We have to get in a place that, Once we solidify who we are and whose we are in Christ, see, you'll be a whole lot better. We can make men better. We can make life better. You can respect yourself better. But when you have a purpose and a calling, then you have a focus about something to do, then something will get you off of that couch. Something will make you want to work harder toward the things. Are you tired of living that way? You're not really tired, but y'all love to complain. You love to talk about it. You love to complain about what's not happening in your life. You think it's going to do this? Hey, I'm opportunity. I'm here. You were praying about me last night. I decided to show up. That's not how that works. We have faith and believe that God will move on our behalf and that he'll put those things in place. But you got to get your butt up and do your part. You got to get up and say enough is enough. You got to get up and say, Lord, I want better for my life. Lord, I want to be better. Lord, I want to show my daughter something better than what I had. I want to show my daughter something better than what my present circumstances are. Y'all, these people that's coming behind us, this is the generation, this is our future. There's so much I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. It's a bunch of tomfoolery going on around here. So much hatred, so much that's being instilled, and so much blindness on the other side. You got hatred on one hand and those that are blind to it on the other that doesn't even think it exists. Oh, but the devil is a liar. Oh, the devil is a liar. But again, that's another podcast too. But we have to get up, y'all. We have to walk out these purposes. We have to walk out these callings. And here's the thing. Everybody is not deemed and meant to be an entrepreneur. That's not what I'm saying. Everybody is not meant to be a business owner. Everybody is not meant to be out on their own. And so stop disparaging and talking about people who choose to be employed with an employer for 30, 40 years. They do okay. And you should talk when you're just sitting on the couch. But there are so many times, especially this young generation, Lord, this millennial, everything is everybody else's fault. Everything is a sense of entitlement. Everything is I, me, what I deserve, what I'm not going to work for because they not paying me enough. And you don't have one degree to blow a thermometer. But you see what I'm saying? We have gotten so into this social media thing. He who controls the media controls the man. Be careful what you allow your mind to go and gravitate to. Show me your phone. I'll show you your life. Show me what you're looking at constantly. I'll tell you what you're starting to believe in and buy into the bull crap. Y'all pray for me. I'm trying to be better even on my cussing too, y'all. Trying to stop this stuff. But so many things around here get me so upset. But so when we're looking at that again today, walk in your purpose, walk in your calling. If you don't know your purpose, if you don't know your calling, ask God to lead you in that. Lord, show me what it is you have for my life, because I'm going to tell you, you'll be so much happier you did. Life will be worth living. You'll go, Lord, why am I here just to die? No, you're here for your purpose, to walk out, to call, to make somebody else's life different because you came this way. You understand, you impact people. Some people you encounter, you may never meet them again, but they will remember you forever because you walked out your purpose. Your purpose is for somebody else. Those businesses that y'all have are for those people who come in and buy things. Those hair braiders. Y'all braid hair because there's a need, because I sure got mine braid now because I didn't want to fool with it. I thank God for Jesus for right here, because baby, my hair, it was cute. It was cute. There are purposes in things. You just got to know yours. But I hope and pray that you could wake up to it, because we all have a purpose in Jesus, in Christ. We have to grow. We want to display the fruits of the Spirit. You want to be able to display that love, that joy, that peace, that patience, that kindness, that goodness, that faithfulness, that gentleness, self-control. You want that. So, you know, but when you ask what hinders our purpose, looking back, what hinders our purpose, looking back, it ain't easy, y'all. Or being afraid because you done told somebody that you had no business telling. Now they telling you you can't do it. Girl, ain't nobody going to do that. Ain't nobody going to buy that. You just don't want me better. See, misery loves company. And if we all have the same present circumstances, why do you think they don't want you? Because they lazy too. Now you're about to get up and do something. Now you're going to leave them behind and make them feel bad. So I'm going to tell you how yours not going to work because I didn't have that thought because I didn't think of it. Now I'm going to tell you why it can't work. But stay on track. Be encouraged. And sometimes your plans and purpose in your life mean is dropping those people that's in your life. Proverbs 16:9 tells us the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. We may think we have ultimate control over our plans and purposes, but our omniscient Lord God, he is sovereign and he reigns over every plan we make. That's why y'all know me. When I started this podcast, oh baby, I had it written out. I would have 10 pages already going. And you're not about to talk about that. I'm talking about, but what happened, Lord? This was about to be it. And every week he changed it. So now I don't fool with it. I sit here and I go, okay, that morning I pray when I do my devotion, Lord, what is it you would have me to say? Lord, what is it that I need to say? And he'll place something on my heart. He'll put somebody on my heart, something that happened, something that we encountered for us to talk about. So as you consider that God-given purpose, think on the things. That's lovely, that's good, that's pure. Those things, think on it. Whatever it is, that's excellent for you. Work your work. Work that plan. Put it in writing. Write the vision. Make it plain so you can see it, so that you can run that race. Y'all sit there, and I'm going to tell you, those that are not working and employed, those that are in the system, and I'm not trying to disparage, y'all can go to get a whole degree for free. I had to pay for two of them. You can sit and get a master's for free. You're not employed, so when it's based off your income, it's zero. Like that man. Yeah, I was a man on TikTok, and he was eating it. You know he wasn't supposed to be eating it. He'll pull one chip out and put it on the scale. And you know that chip was too thin to have weight, and it says zero. 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 I tickle myself sometimes. But he kept eating too because he was like, ooh, zero. The calories were zero. But you have zero dollars to pay because you could go for free and make something of yourself and be proud of yourself. That's not God's intended purpose for your life. We're all here for purpose, on purpose. And the reason you still have breath is because you hadn't fulfilled that purpose. When we're through here, we're leaving this place. When you have completed, and if you're trying to wait out your purpose, you ain't going to be here for 200 years. Why he long-suffering, but he ain't that long. I promise you. Don't try to tarry. Because then you're in misery trying to wait. You're in misery trying to work that thing out. Get up now while you got time. Get up now while you have a chance. Get up now while you can see the fruit of your labor, while you can enjoy the fruit of your labor. Some of y'all can be personal trainers. Some of y'all can be hairstylists. Some of y'all can do nails and hair. I mean, it's so much. You know, the young lady that did my hair has taught her daughter how to do hair. She's taught her since Jaleel was 10. She's 14 now, making money. Baby, she has her own little page, Styles by Jaleel. Check her page out. Baby, she can braid some hair. This little girl and her mom had a plan for her while she was in college. She'll be able to make money on the side. Now tell me, that's teaching your children. That's training them up. That's giving her a purpose. That's giving her something to do and a calling. And she may love that. There's money to be made in that. Y'all pay $400 or $500 to get this foolishness on y'all head. Not Kim. Not Kim. But still, you know, we're so busy trying to beautify. I think I'll talk about that next week if the Lord leave me. You're beautiful in your own rights. But we want to make ourselves look like something else to be happy with ourselves. Find that purpose. Walk that thing out. But while you do that, ask God to help you, show you whatever it is in your heart that's keeping you from it. Ask him to reveal some things. If it's something in your past, if somebody told you, you weren't worthy enough, if you weren't going to be anything, if you didn't deserve anything, the devil is a liar. None of us are deserving of anything. Let's get that just clear first. We're all deserving of death in our sins. But God, in sending his son to die for us on a cross, that we'll have a right to this tree of life. So while you got right, you got purpose. You have a right to everything and purpose that God has for you. Die empty. Don't die full. Don't die with all that in your head. Don't die with all that wish I could have been waiting. And you're 60 and 70 years old looking back over your life. Man, I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that. Do it. Do it now while you have time. Do it now while you have breath in your body. Do it now while you're young. Do it now. Disappear for a year. Get off that phone. Get off social media. You're looking at somebody else's life. You're looking at somebody else. You're helping someone else be great. Your likes, your shares, and you got this one app, these nuts, these are my supporters. I wish I would. Cash App you a dime. You get your butt up, you lazy bum, you. They call them supporters, and they could talk about these people. They call them all kind of names, and y'all will still send up and send them $10 or $5. They ask for a dollar. They have sometimes 4,000 or 5,000 people watching. Think about it. If 4,000 people sent you a dollar, how much you have, nut? That's $4,000. Make it live. You think because they begging for it? Oh, girl, they beg. Baby, if all you nuts gave them a dollar, they got $4,000. Be real with it. So when they begging for $5 or $10, that adds up. These people are making thousands in an hour, in minutes, in weeks. And y'all sitting here wondering where your next check bill going to come to pay the light bill, to pay the water bill. You buffoon. Ask God to show you your purpose, your plan. Y'all, we got to walk this thing out. Y'all are so much better than the circumstances tell you that you are. These things happen to us, but they're not who we are. Just know whatever it is that we're going through, it's just for a moment, but it's not lasting. These things are fleeting. This too shall pass. And you could be great. You can be all that God called you to be. Y'all are so talented. Y'all have so much in store. Y'all have so much to live for. Think of your little kids that's coming behind. Think of the children that's coming behind you. Let's walk this purpose out, y'all. Let's walk out our God-given dream, our desire. Let's be who God called us to be. And come out of that darkness and revive your life. Trust in the Lord, y'all. Consider your calling. He saved us by his atoning work on the cross and to save us from God's righteous wrath. So consider that. But as Paul in Philippians 4:8-9, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think on those things. Think on those things. Think of those things. Whatever you got, think on it. Put that plan to work. And hold on before we go. Don't tell nobody. Don't tell those dream killers. Don't tell those doubters. Don't tell those haters. If you really want to know where somebody is on your team, tell them a lie and see how they respond. And then you know you need to get rid of that mess. Tell them something else, completely opposite of what you're trying to do, and say, girl, what you think about this? I'm planning on, girl, if that's the first thing out of her mouth, throw her slap out the water. Throw her in the water. Throw her out. I wouldn't do that. If you got a real one on your team, okay. Now tell me how you're going to do it. Okay, so what you were thinking? Okay. But don't tell nobody nothing. Girl, wait till you about to come out with that thing. Do it all in silence. Just disappear. Keep it to yourself. Don't let anybody stop you, because if you're weak, you'll fall for it. If you're not ready, you'll fall for it. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for the okey-doke. They just want to keep you where they are because they have not flourished and they have not arrived. Tell them all, let's support each other. What we said at the beginning, because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity. And we support each other on our journey. So let's support one another. Come on. This journey is not for the weak and faint at heart. It takes some work because, y'all, this bike, I got on that bike and I pedaled around. Woo! I pedaled around 3 times and, baby, it about broke me down. I went and got on a treadmill. But I'm trying. I got to get my butt up. I got to get up. I got to move. I got to do something. I mean, I'm still cute or whatever, but I got some work to do on these thighs. So, y'all be blessed. I'm praying God for you. I'm believing God that He'll walk in it with you. He'll give you the desires of your heart that's in His good and perfect will. I pray God to help you walk that thing out, and I pray He'll reveal to you those things that you have for your heart and life and whatever it is, your purpose and position for here in this earth. So y'all be blessed. Until next Friday, y'all, have a good night.